This particular topic is the defense industry and manufacturing. As some of you may know, Senator Graham and I, started the caucus last year, and we came at it from a shared concern about the future of manufacturing in our country. He from his vantage point in South Carolina, me from New York, obviously we believe that manufacturing is an important part of our economic future and that we are not providing the right economic climate or incentives to provide the opportunity for manufacturing to survive and even grow. But in addition to our general concern, we serve on the Armed Services Committee together along with our colleague and friend, Senator Akaka, and we see all the time the challenges we face in making sure that we keep our military equipped and ready. So I am delighted that you are here today, and I particularly want to thank our panelists, who I will introduce in just a moment. But our overall theme is that a strong manufacturing base is essential to our national security. You know, I often tell the story of talking to someone after the USS Cole was bombed and being told that there was only one steel plant left in the United States capable of manufacturing the armor-plated steel that would be required to repair the USS Cole's hull. Well, that is just one example of the challenges that we face in making sure that our industrial base provides us with the necessities for our national and homeland security. Many others have raised the alarm about the production of basic memory chips that are used for both military and civilian purposes, being produced now primarily outside of our country. Half of all of them are made in Korea. Domestic production is predicted to deteriorate even further. At a recent speech that I gave at the Chicago Economic Club, I talked about how the critical technology for night vision devices is now largely manufactured offshore. And I think we have to ask ourselves, do we really want the production and therefore the intellectual property that undergirds that production of high-tech components of our satellites, our missiles, our planes, and all of the other essential parts of our military infrastructure to be completely out of our hands? At the same time, we obviously live in a global economy, and the defense industry is now globalizing as well. We know that there's lots of room for conflict, some of it unnecessary as we try to sort through what is and isn't appropriate. Some of it, though, really calling us to attention to re-examine what we should expect from ourselves. So our panelists today are going to help us think through this critical issue and help this caucus address some of the policy questions. Number one, how should we decide which technologies and capabilities are important for the United States to maintain for our national and homeland security? Number two, what policies should we be pursuing to preserve our defense industrial base? Number three, what can Congress do to promote our defense industrial base?